that's no objection to that. It sounds better than just Brooklyn. See, up north, it was sort of a Brooklyn accent. People from Brooklyn talk differently.
Really?
Oh, they, yeah, they, a lot of, well, Brooklyn, yeah, the people had a Brooklynese, we used to call it Brooklynese way of talking.
Different from other places, yeah, in New York.
Yeah, different from
living in New York.
You could tell. Well, I can't remember how we detected, except that the yous and these and that, you know, the language they used. But you could tell if somebody, I had a good friend from Brooklyn, and he definitely had a Brooklyn accent. Isn't that funny that you could, yeah, New York and Brooklyn were like two different worlds. Of course, again, I guess the people in Brooklyn weren't as educated. I can't prove, I don't know where they went to college or what the way they went or what. Mm-hmm. Or I really don't know where that all came. Brooklyn, the whole, well, it's just like the Brooklyn Dodgers versus the New York Yankees. It, you know, entirely different.
I've never been to New York.
Oh, you haven't ever been to New York?
No, sir, not yet.
Well, you'll probably never go to Brooklyn because there's nothing to go there for. But you, New York, well, you should go to New York and see the museums and the Bronx Zoo, of course, fabulous zoo, and Statue of Liberty. Take that trip. You ought to go take that trip out there. You know, there's a boat that takes you out to Statue of Liberty. That's pretty impressive. I guess the museums are the main thing. Well, you probably like the theater, except you pay a fortune for the play. You see the same plays down here for half the price.
That's true.
But you need a friend to stay with. It's so expensive.
That's what I've heard.
That's interesting. You ever been to Washington? Or?
I've been to Washington.
Yeah, that's an impressive city. I love Washington.
Yeah, you said you went to school in Virginia.
Yeah, I went to law school at the University of Virginia.
Where is that?
Charlottesville. Yeah, Charlottesville is a beautiful community. It's 100 miles out of Washington and become very popular now. It's a small little town when I went there. Just 3,000 students total, including law and med school. Now it's 18,000.
Wow.
I was up there at my 60th reunion just last spring.
Oh, neat.
About 10 of us survived were there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a Charlottesville. If you haven't been to Charlottesville, yeah, that's worth going to.
Really?
Oh, Monticello is beautiful. You've seen Monticello, Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson's home. And
pictures.
Yeah, well, it's beautiful.
I love D.C.
And, well, you'd love Charlottesville. What's your order? You're not married?
No, sir.
Well, you and another girl or somebody, you can drive up. Charlottesville is about 9 hours, all interstate. Mm. And go up through Charlotte. And then you can drive on into Washington, just another hour and a half. And, I mean, if you're going to Washington, you go right through Charlottesville, if you're driving.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, might want to teach at some. Well, where would your teaching be? Would it be at the college level, or where would it?
Yes, sir.
You know, well, you have to have a PhD practically, though, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Are you working on that? Oh, you are?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you don't do that, you ought to think about the boarding schools, because you don't need a PhD, and it's a great life.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to boarding school?
Oh, yeah. I went five years, and my son is teaching at one of the, you know, Baylor's a half boarding school.
Well, I'll let you go. I've taken up enough of your time.
No, that's all right. Hello? Oh, hey. Fine. Are you a good going to be home a while? No, there's a nice lady here interviewing me from the University of Georgia, and are you home? I can call you. I'll call you as soon as we're through. Well, I'll try this in just a few minutes. Okay.